Chapter 2. Now, a little bit about Andy. I can't remember when I first fell in love with video games, but it was probably back when I thought Lunchables were cool. As soon as my dad, a computer programmer, came home from work, I'd follow him to our family computer and watch him play a bootleg copy of the military sci-fi strategy game, StarCraft. If I harassed him enough, he'd hand me the controls, and I'd excitedly take over. I'd lose pretty quickly. I was 5 and had no concept of strategy. But I was ever the optimist, and despite frequent and harrowing losses, playing StarCraft with my dad was one of my favorite activities. It took us out of our normal world and transported us to another one entirely. I didn't just play video games to do that. Like any 5-year-old, I was obsessed with playing pretend. I would pretend that I had superpowers, or that I was in high school, or that I was solving mysteries like Nancy Drew or Harriet the Spy. In these fantasies, I was always older, with the complete freedom to do anything without anyone else's permission. I loved creating and building my own world and interacting with it, if not literally with sheets and pillow forts, then in my imagination. The best part was having sisters who played right alongside me. I had 2, my twin sister, Kate, and Gia, 2 years our senior. Kate, Gia, and I encouraged one another to stretch our imaginations. Together, we built complex storylines, rearranged pillows and mattresses for our games, chose characters for each other. We played with boys' toys as much as girls' toys, and even though some relatives told us to stick to what girls should be doing, we didn't care one bit about gender norms. We gravitated towards Star Wars, Yu-Gi-Oh!, and football as much as horses and dolls. And we loved watching movies on our VHS player. My all-time favorite was Atlantis, The Lost Empire. I was obsessed with one of the characters, Audrey. Audrey Ramirez was Hispanic, and she was maybe 17 years old, making her the youngest member of the Atlantis exploration crew. But even more magnificent was her role, mechanical engineer. By the time Audrey joined the team, she was incredibly skilled, talented, and capable of doing her job. Her gender, ethnicity, and age didn't matter. I watched the movie over and over because I wanted to be like her.